Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, everybody, to Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, performance enhancement expert, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 40 countries, such as the U.S., India, Canada, France, Australia, Panama, Belgium. So thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformations. And here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We're highlighting those transformational moments that changed our lives and how we're using these to help transform others and elevate theirs as well. Now, you can listen to us every Wednesday and on the first and third Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. However, today is a very special pop-up episode, and I just want to tell the listeners right now, if you hear interference or feedback or loud noises, whatever, it is a specific reason, because today is Lisa Bovee's book launch, and we are literally coming to you live from the book launch. So in the background, you're going to hear noises and speakers and sounds, and you'll hear both of us kind of going back and forth, but we are literally live from her book launch. This is like a first on this show. We're like in the venue, we are live, we're Facebooking and doing the show at the same time. This is super, super awesome. So if you have any questions for Lisa, you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. You can call in, you can talk to her. We are live right now on Life Transformation Radio coming to you. So Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sean. Can everyone hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you awesome. I can hear you great. Yeah.
All right. This is so cool. And thank you for doing this with me. I know you don't normally do this, but hi, Kelly and Kelly. And I think April's watching. I'm so excited, you guys. Bittersweet, of course. But we are live and live. We are coming to you live from Parker Jazz Club in Austin, Texas, celebrating the book launch. And I'm so excited to connect with your listeners and to have my audience learn more about you as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So my buddy Sven is watching. What's up, Sven? Sharon's on here. Pat, Kelly. So this is super cool. Like, I am in awe right now that I'm doing a show, you know, like on the normal platform, and then we're going to like Facebook Live over here. Like, we're like, this is super cool. I'm just geeking out right now. I don't know. It's awesome. So the name of this episode is titled Guided by Grief with Lisa Bovee. So Lisa Bovee is a writer, author, and speaker. The first manuscript she ever began writing years ago was Writing Down Your Story Up, and it is meant to be a guide for successful entrepreneurs or C-level execs to tell their story and give advice to others who want to build their lives on their terms, become successful, and then give back. Lisa has come full circle as her writing courses are built around this original idea. Her message: everyone has a story, so tell it. Almost a year ago, Lisa lost her youngest child of three, her only son at 22, in a tragic car accident. He was the most incredible combination of compassion, talent, and intellect. He was a very talented self-taught musician and self-taught programmer. Through these self-taught skills, he went through an intensive advanced programmer's course, and even before finishing, landed an amazing job at the University of Texas in Austin, developing software for the Center for Space Research. Now, Lisa aims to use her skills, knowledge, and passion as a writer and editor to help others and to build a legacy. She's helped many across many industries write and edit, but also helped her clients realize their own dreams of finishing, publishing, and selling their own books. And Lisa has married these skills and passion so she can help people outline, organize, and write their stories. Her why? is to keep her son, who had passed away, at the forefront of everything she does and build his legacy. Her podcast is called Kicking Grief's Ass. You can learn more about her and her story at www.guidedbygrief.com. Go look her up on Facebook, facebook.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, lisa.m.bove, B-O-V-E-E. Lisa, wow. That's all I got to say. Wow, you have been through a lot.
I think I missed you there. That was amazing, by the way. And thank you for telling the world about my son. Hi, Debbie. I see that you joined. Thank you so much. He was amazing. And I miss him every day. But I'm so loved and supported by so many people. And I believe that sharing these stories of loss and grief, it's going to help so many people understand that it's okay to talk about grief. We all experience loss. And I have contributing authors in the book, and they have been so bold and brave and courageous to share their stories of loss. And I'm just so honored that they trusted me with their stories. So, yes, I want to build a legacy in my son's name and honor all the wonderful things that he did in this world.
That's amazing. And I love your why. Like, like at the forefront of everything we do, we have to have our why, right? So talk a little bit about like why this is so important to you. And I know going through what me and my wife did a couple months ago, you know, before our baby was born, she almost didn't make it, you know, and it was like that was to me, like, that's probably the worst thing I would ever go through, like the loss of a child. But talk about why this is so important that other people come out and tell their stories of loss.
I think it's important, first of all, I think it's important because after my loss, I tried to connect with the grief writings that were out there. And honestly, I couldn't find anything that I truly connected with. And that's what started me writing my own story. And then after talking to other bereaved parents and just people in general who've experienced loss, I understand that they have the same troubles. There's not a lot of writing. There's not a lot of talking about grief. And I think that should change. I know we're all fearful to talk about it because it brings to mind our own mortality. And that's scary. But, you know, and this may be too much of a little joke for people, but I do say this, like, life, none of us get out alive, right? So let's do good things while we're here. And I feel like now that I've lost my son, this is my mission to talk about grief and make it okay for people to talk about grief and to also educate caretakers on what to do, what to say, what not to do, what not to say.
Yeah. No, definitely, definitely. Tell me who Lisa was, you know, 5, 10, 15, however many years ago. Who was Lisa leading up to this point, up to that transformational moment?
You know, I have a lot of very close friends, and I'm sure they'll tell you the same thing. I'm very open, fun-loving, social, very social, and I cultivate very good friends. I spend a lot of time cultivating relationships and connections and maintaining those true and deep connections with people. And that, you know, that was my world. I was a stay-home mom for 15, 16 years, and all I ever wanted to be was a mom. I can remember when I was 12 years old, people asking that question, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a mom. And that's my greatest accomplishment in life. And I went back to school and studied writing and rhetoric and ended up, you know, becoming a freelance writer and book publisher. And so, of course, you know, when I lost my son, I was literally lost. And it just hit me one day as I was working on this manuscript, like, oh my gosh, this is what I need to do. This is my purpose now. And to also honor my son's life and create a legacy. So that's kind of what, you know, I'm still the same person, and I try to educate people in that realm too. We've experienced loss. We all have. Some of us, you know, think they're more devastating than others, but they're not. If you've lost a pet and that's your most devastating loss, then that's your most devastating loss. And it could, you know, mine is my son. But I've experienced a lot of loss. But I want to educate people that you're not doing grief wrong. And let's talk about it. And let's support each other. And let's share our stories because none are alone. And we need to know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Hi,
that's Jillian. Powerful stuff. This is so awesome. So now we go into the transformational moment. You know, I believe that, you know, we're thrusted into these moments, you know, and once we're on this path, it could go either way, right? We could go up, down, side, you know, backwards, whatever. So talk about one of the transformational moments that has put you on the path to what you're doing now. What was that moment look like?
Wow. That is such a great question. And I feel like I've had, the moment I had this vision was back in September. And I knew it was right. I knew it was the perfect mission for me. And I knew it was my heart work. I didn't know how to make it happen. And so funny that I just see Jillian on there, because she has breathed life into this project, this movement, and she and I are a force. And my dear friend Shelley just showed up. I love you, Shelley. Jillian is a force, but what we've accomplished together in less than 4 weeks is not human. It is not human. And I am like a total skeptic about these things, and I am almost there. And one of the reasons for our launch today on 222, I did a post today. If you guys want to go check out my post and learn more about that, the numbers 22 and 222 have just shown up in my world, and every obstacle that could have ever existed for this project has just been completely cleared out of the way. It's been amazing to be on this journey and to witness those things.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So let's talk about that. What is one of the best moments that you can think of? What's the best part about that transformational moment?
Oh my gosh, I'm probably going to cry. I think the best part of that, The best part of that is truly understanding how many people I'm going to help.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And in my son's name.
That's huge. So I don't believe that everything is just all sunshine and rainbows. There's no get quick rich schemes. Like, there's no, like, it takes hard work, dedication, right? We talked about the best part. What's been one of the moments that have stood out? What's the most difficult? What is the worst part so far leading up to the book launch?
Did you say the worst part?
The worst part,
That's a really good question. I'm glad you asked that. And I'm going to give you two answers there. I think the worst part was reliving the last year while writing my manuscript. But I knew, and I know how many people it's going to help. So that's what drove me through it. And to your point, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. And my podcast is called Kicking Grief's Ass, but I don't do that every day. That is not possible. Safe, I'm on the floor. And I have to be on the floor. But other days I'm kicking Greek ass. And sorry you hear the noise, but again, we're coming to you live from Parker Jazz, and they are moving and grooving and getting for my launch and getting ready for an amazing night of music and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that once I came to terms with the fact that it's okay to not be okay sometimes, like we can't always be okay, I think I felt more human than I ever have. Because, you know, as a guy, it's like, oh, we're the toughest, we're the baddest, you know, and plus, you know, being in the military, it's like you can't shed tears. And, you know, but once I came to terms with, you know what, it's okay to not have it all together 100% of the time. Like it almost took a load off and brought me back down. Like, okay, it's okay to have a bad day, you know? And I think that it speaks to, you know, what you said about writing the book is like you were reliving like those moments, you know, writing and editing and, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, that's gotta be tough. I know when I wrote my book, it was tough for me to go back into those dark places and write about that stuff. It was super hard. So in order for us to get through that, we have to have certain people in our life. So tell me, who has been your biggest supporters and who has been your biggest influencers, supporters and influences during this process?
Mm. Oh, my gosh. We would be here for days if I could sit with you and name all my supporters. I've been in Austin almost 30 years, and I spend a lot of my heart work cultivating true and deep connections with people. And after my son died, they were all there for me in huge ways. But sitting here, you can't see them, is Shelley and Isaac. And you'll read about, I'm going to cry again. You'll read about both of them in my book. So Shelley slept with me on, you'll hear in the book me say, coffee table love seat bed. So I seriously only had a love seat in my place when my son died, and this coffee table that had like a little cushion top on it. And we pushed the coffee table up to the end of the cushions of the love seat, and that's where we slept. And that's because I couldn't go into my bedroom, which is where I heard the news about my son's death. I could not go into my bedroom, much less sleep there. And I don't even know how many nights Shelley slept with me on that coffee table love seat bed and never questioned it for a second. She was there with me every night. And it's a beautiful thing. And you'll also read, you may have already read about this, my sweet friend Isaac, who took me out to smash plates one night because I was so angry. And it's okay to be angry, and it's okay to cry, and it's okay to smile and be happy after your loss. It's okay. It's all okay. And I love that you brought that up because it's a vulnerable place to be. And I think, as you mentioned, especially a lot of men feel that way, like, oh, I have to be tough. I can't cry. Yeah. I can't, you know. So those are great points. But I have some amazing, amazing people in my world, and I would not be talking to you today if it weren't for them and my beautiful daughters, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's incredible. Are there any resources that grieving families can find? You know, there's like a suicide hotline for that type of thing. There's a, you know, sexual assault hotline, all that stuff. Like, is there like a grief hotline, or where would you send people to get those resources for grieving families?
I think every major city and a lot of smaller cities across the country and across the world have great resources for their community. So I wouldn't want to say, like, here in Austin, we have the Christie Center, which I think is just an amazing, amazing resource for us here in Austin who are grieving the loss of a child, a parent, a spouse. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend using, you know, good old Google for that. Because there are so many different losses that we experience. that we need support for. And there's also complicated grief that people need, really need to seek mm-hmm. help for. So yeah, Sean, I would definitely say get your, you know, if you're faith-based, get your church involved, get your pastor involved. And if that doesn't work for you, then definitely find another resource, counseling center, grief and loss center. But that's a great point to bring that up and try to get people searching for those things when they need them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that it's very, I would think that meetup.com, I would think that a meetup group somewhere is probably advertised that they're a grief or recovering, you know, some kind of groups. But I definitely second the pastor. A lot of times in loss, we just tend to figure out this God thing. You know, and we tend to, well, let me try the church and let me, because that's what everybody thinks. Like, well, let me go try that. But yeah, you bring up a great point. Some people just need to go into deeper mental health, right? Like go to a doctor, go get, you know, whatever it is. So yeah, definitely that. So back to the book and the writing and editing and what you do for your clients, what do you think it is that you enjoy most about what you do?
Ooh, I love these questions.
We ask the tough questions over on this show.
Yeah. I really love connecting with people. And you and I have only been connected for a short while, but it seems like a long time. I always praise my DNA for that because I just feel like it's wired in me. It's hardwired in me to connect with people and to really want to help people. That's my biggest passion, is to help people. And I love to let writers know that they can trust me with their writing because that's such a personal thing, especially mm-hmm. if you're writing about grief and loss and you're writing really deeply raw emotional stories. And so that's really what I love most, is connecting with people and helping them and letting them know they can trust me with their writing mm-hmm. and their stories.
Yeah. So what is it that you, and we briefly read about it, you know, but tell us kind of like, if I got a book, cause I have other books that I want to write, you know, why would someone work with you? Like, what is it that you can do for them, you know, that makes Lisa, Lisa?
I think it's the personability and personability. Did I say that? I'm a rhetorician. Does that tell you that? I think it's just connecting. You know when you connect with someone. And mm-hmm. I am so fortunate that many, many, many people who come in front of me, we connect instantly. And I think that's first and foremost, to know that I am your friend. All of my clients end up being my friend in the end, because they know they can message me at any time. I've helped, you know, create manuscripts, printed, published books from, you know, a little outline, basically. So that's my heart work. And now
I love it.
I'm moving to the grief and loss space to help people write about their loss and their grief and give their coping skills to other bereaved people.
I love it. I love it. And so where are you headed now with this book? What do you hope to achieve during this book launch? I'm sure there was a lot of pre-orders. What is one of your goals, or two or three of your goals, for the rest of 2018 with the book launch and maybe speaking and everything else you got lined up?
Oh, goodness. We're so excited, first and foremost, to create a community and a movement to change the conversation about grief and loss from private, ugly, and uncomfortable to open, normal, and supportive. That is our movement. Yes. I'm about to launch a free 5-day Heartwork mini course on grief. And I've got a Facebook community guided by grief that you guys can go check out. The plans for the book, we've also got writing journeys that you can join and become a contributing author in the next book. This book is a series. It will be a series of books. Our next one is called Guided by Grief, So Much Love.
And the third one, we really want our journey participants, our contributing authors, to name that book together. So if you're interested in joining a writing journey and becoming a contributing author, you can check out the website, Guided by Grief. If you're interested in joining the free 5-day Heartwork mini course, you can connect with me through our Facebook group, Guided by Grief, or my Facebook, which you've given out to your listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, we've got plans, and I'll be speaking more about grief and loss and supporting more and more and more people, I hope, and honoring my son's name and creating that legacy for him.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And I think that you hit on a very important point, is that you didn't just write this book alone, and you're not doing it alone. You have other people who are contributing authors, and you're doing it together. And like you said, creating that community. And it just speaks to how amazing the support system can be once you find it. Right? I mean, that's huge. That's huge.
True, and I've heard from so many people already, and our movement is just beginning, but I've heard from so many people who are interested in being part of the next book and just praising our work, and this is so needed, and I'm so proud of you, and I couldn't do this alone, but I need that encouragement, and I need that support. I know in my heart what I'm doing is right, and I know in my heart this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but of course, you know, everyone jumping on board, and let's talk about it. Let's learn about it. Let's write about it. Let's share our stories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. So what I want to do is I want to, you know, have everybody show some love right now on Facebook. Throw some hearts up if you're on Facebook. Throw some love. Everybody throw some hearts. Let's fill this with love right now, because I think that the subject that we're talking about with grief and loss and everything is just so important, based on a lot of, you know, the recent events and things like that. And people are grieving, people are hurting, the world is coming to a place that we never thought it would be. So you know, we got to come together in love. That's what I think a lot of people are missing, that we need to come together in love and all that. So so this is your moment to shine right here. I'm going to give you a moment, shameless plug moment. This is the moment of the show where we plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebooks, whatever you want to plug. You plug your son, tell us about your son, whatever you want to do, whatever is in your heart. This is your time to shine. Shameless plug moment. Go.
Okay. First, I want to say hi to Lester. I see that you just joined, and Tommy, one of my high school mates. Kelly's still there. My high school mates. I'm friends with so many people for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. What do I want to shamelessly plug? I want to plug my new family, my new community of ass kickers. Check out Kicking Grief's Ass. That's our podcast. And the book, Guided by Grief. And the noise has kind of settled down here, but I have one of the owners kind of near me. And we're coming to you live from Parker Jazz in Austin, Texas.
So awesome.
You said Let's plug.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and I'm so glad. There he is, Eric, Parker Jazz. Speaking of Eric Waugh, there's an Eric Waugh painting behind me that he did in honor of my son, and he's done the backdrop here behind the bar. All of our guests tonight will be able to see that, and all the Parker Jazz. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Let's see. I don't know what to plug other than I want you guys to join my community, because we need to talk about grief. We need to learn about it together. We need to support each other. Go to guidedbygrief.com. Find us on Facebook, Guided by Grief, the community. And find me online again at Guided by Grief, my Facebook page, Lisa Bovey. I think you're going to have that for your listeners maybe online.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Just connect with me. I want to hear from you guys. I want to hear what you want to see. And if you want to join our free 5-day Heartwork mini course, learn all about grief and how to know you're not doing it wrong.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we have the opportunity, Lisa and I, right now, to let everybody know, like, you're not alone. If you're watching this and you know somebody that's dealing with grief, or you know someone that would be an amazing contributing author, maybe they had a grief, a loss of something like 10 years ago. Like, it doesn't matter how long ago the loss and tragedy, whatever it is, the grief that you're facing, it doesn't matter how long ago. It's still a cornerstone of your life. So if you want to be a contributing author and get your story out, because you haven't written a book, but you want to get your story out, get in touch with Lisa. Go to guidedbygrief.com, look up her book, check out how to get into the next one coming up, and you can be a contributing author and join the community that is bringing awareness to people who are dealing with grief. I think this is a magnificent mission in the name of your son, that this is awesome. And I'm just honored that today is the day that we could do this, because we were going to do this a while ago. We were going to, like, sometime in January, and then it was like, let's push it back. And so I'm completely honored and stunned that I get to be a part of this.
Good. Look,
I told you the tears would come again. And that, thank you so much. I am just so honored that you are talking to us today and letting me share the story with you live with your audience, again, from Parker Jazz, Austin, Texas.
Live.
And I love the work that you're doing as well. So I'm honored to connect with you too, Sean. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we wrap the show up, I want to have you give your best nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action.
I can do that. No question about it. So a little nugget of knowledge is, there are going to be a whole bunch of them, but I'll do it quickly. You're not alone.
Okay.
You're not alone. Also, there is future joy in your world. If you are on the floor right now, like we talked about earlier, sometimes I'm on the floor. If you're on the floor, stay there for a while. It's okay. And then get up and find your army of angels and move forward. And the other little piece of information I always want to tell people is that be honest with yourself and be honest with other people about your emotions, about what you want and what you don't want. Don't just meet someone for coffee because you're trying to be polite. If you want to stay in bed all day and cry, that's okay. Maybe half the day. But be honest with yourself always. Always, always. And you made a good point, too. It doesn't matter if your loss was 2 weeks ago or 2 decades ago or 5 decades ago. It's changed your life. It's always going to be there with you on some level. And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So as we close the show, let's give them a call to action. What should someone do today? We definitely want them to go buy your book, Guided by Grief. Definitely want them to go buy your book. But what would be the call to action today?
You know, Sean, for me, again, I'm going to loop it back to honesty. I think it's really important to be honest with yourself about what you can handle and what you know you can't handle. And don't say yes to something, even though really inside you know it should be a no. I think honesty on every level, especially when you're dealing with grief, is so important. So that's my little call to action, is always be honest with yourself and your supporters about what you need and what you don't want.
Absolutely.
Buy the book.
Buy the book. Absolutely, buy the book. You know somebody that needs this book.
In my book, it's broken up into three sections. Mm-hmm. My memoir, section one. Section two is called Heart Work, and that's where people will find all these little nuggets and some affirmations and some little journaling exercises if they feel like that's right for them. And then section three consists of my contributing authors. So it's a really great, great, helpful book.
Oh, that's super cool. I like that a lot. I have like two call to actions that I want to give everybody. Right. So one, if you know somebody that is currently dealing with grief, get them in touch with Lisa. Get the book for them, and make sure that they know that they are not alone. And for everybody else, even if you are dealing with grief, but for everybody else in the world, I want you to go and hug your friends, your loved ones. Go hug everybody. Say thank you to everybody. Everybody you know. Like, any chance you get, tell them, I love you, thank you, all that, because you never know what every minute holds. You never know what the next day holds. And you don't want to live a life of regret and have that part of your grief process. So absolutely go and hug your loved ones. Tell them that you're thankful and that you love them. And Lisa, I am so thankful for you and your work that you're doing. I'm blown away at the lives that you will change and transform. So thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of your book launch.
Thank you a million times over. I see Jillian still there, and Lester and Kelly and Sharon, if I'm missing anyone. Thank you for joining us. I love you all. You have all kept me upright for the last little over a year, and I love you all. And now you're part of my circle, Sean.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure. So Life Transformation Radio listeners, you've heard it here. Go buy the book, Guided by Grief. Get in touch with Lisa Bovee at guidedbygrief.com. And as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call that living your brand. And until next episode of Life Transformation Radio, you have a good night.
Bye, everyone.